This morning in our senior spotlight, we're zoning in on a topic millions face daily, ageism. And with more people working past 65 by need or by choice, that ageism is impacting a lot of people when they go to look for jobs. And here to help us unpack it all today, we have aging expert Anthony Cirillo. Thanks for being here today.
Oh, my pleasure.
So let's talk about the impact that we're seeing this have on older adults.
Sure. Well, first of all, ageism is any, just to let people know the definition, it's any systematic stereotyping or discrimination of older people. And we see it in our society. Go in a card store and pick a card out for somebody who's getting older, you know, gravestones or over the hill or whatever. And the media and our, you know, how we describe people, grumpy, set in their ways, things like that. The thing is that these stereotypes can, as young as six, you start getting, you know, attitudes toward people who are older than you, right? And so we start, you know, looking at older people as liabilities. And then when you grow up and you're a city planner or things like that, you're not necessarily building cities that are friendly to people who are aging. Mm-hmm. So we're starting with that basis. So right. As a society, we need to think about that a lot more.
And I can imagine, too, that this is going to have a really big impact on the overall health of a person.
Well, absolutely. Because when somebody has a poor attitude about their aging, feels bad about their aging, it actually, there's been studies that will shave 7.5 years off your life. And our healthcare system needs to improve as well, because the healthcare system makes stereotypes about people. If you're older, if I go in pain, you know, I'm 66, and they'll, oh, well, you know, you're just old, you know, and somebody goes in at they're 18, it's like, oh, let's get right on this. So they might over-treat you or under-treat you, you know, and then they'll stereotype, like use honey and sweetie, and also, you know, look at things like, you know, talking more loudly or slower, assuming that everybody has a health problem and everybody ages differently, you know, their health is different ages, they recover. I know people who are 96 who are still driving.
Yeah, and you know, I can imagine that this ageism is gonna have an impact across the board. So let's talk about how this impacts how people are going about looking for jobs as well.
Yeah, so it's interesting. Princeton did a study, it was called something called prescriptive prejudice, that people, younger people have these attitudes about older people that, first of all, they consume too many scarce resources, they shouldn't act younger than they are, and the third one was they should move aside from high-paying jobs for others. So you're facing that to begin with. But most people actually start feeling this discrimination when they're in their 50s. So that's kind of disturbing, right? So the fact is that older workers are actually more engaged than others. And so, you know, you can find an older worker who's probably going to stay longer. And there's stereotypes about, oh, you're going to, older workers going to be sicker. They're going to be calling in, you know, out and all this kind of thing. And it's absolutely not true. So in terms of job hunting, you know, the thing is you still need to stay relevant. I mean, there's some baselines, you know, you don't have to have a website, but maybe you're on LinkedIn, right? That kind of thing. The other thing is there's something, I'm going to read this one, though. It's called the Age-Friendly Institute Certified Age-Friendly Employer Program.
Okay.
So just go to agefriendly.com jobs. These list companies that are specifically looking for older workers that have a culture around hiring older workers and respecting them. So that's kind of something you want to keep in mind. Smaller companies, startups also embrace older workers as well. But you want to make sure there's a culture fit for you and that it's going to be a job that you're comfortable in.
And there are a lot of benefits to employing somebody that's older, right?
Well, first of all, they have a lot of experience. They could be mentors. You know, at the time when they should be mentors and sages, a lot of times we're relegating to liabilities and has-beens. And so they have a lot to offer that way as far as mentoring and experience. So they could teach people a lot, and they want to learn from younger people what's going on that way. They want to learn about technology. They want to learn about what the perspectives of younger people. So there's a lot when it's intergenerational. You could, so even when they're building nursing homes nowadays and assisted living, they're building daycare centers next to them so they could start intermingling the two groups so that we can learn from each other. Obviously, these people are dedicated. They're typically loyal. They come from a time when people were in jobs for a long time.
Right.
Like my wife was in her one job for 26 years. Who does that, right? You know, in this
not
day
these
day.
Days.
No. Well, I didn't even do that. So she gives me crap for that.
Well, Anthony, where can we go for more information
so
today?
Of course, I have tons of articles on my site called The Aging Experience, and then my other site is called SageStream.live, which is a live stream entertainment network, not necessarily doing with age discrimination, but we are trying to reach the older population through music and music therapy.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for this great information today.
Yeah, thank you.